Hiring woes affecting City of Jamestown position search. County Commission approves bidding process for building project. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The City of Jamestown has been dealing with hiring issues like much of the country. In 2021, the city approved to hire a city planner GIS coordinator and create the position in 2022. Deputy Auditor Jace Feehm says they went through the hiring process in November and again in February.
We've had a total of 41 applications. We've interviewed 7 candidates. We were interested in 4 of them, and they all withdrew. So we're kind of at a standstill right now.
Sviam says in discussions with the hiring panel, it was determined they would need to look at options. This includes dropping the city planner portion of the job and focus strictly on hiring a GIS coordinator.
This is a very specialized position. We think it's complicated by trying to put 2 jobs into one. So we discussed with the mayor the possibility of trying to find a GIS coordinator in itself.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Stutsman County Sheriff Chad Kaiser brought forth the request to the Stutsman County Commission to advertise for bids for a building project. The building would be used to house equipment, vehicles, and temporarily hold inmates for transport if the correction center needed backup. 4 locations were proposed as alternate spots for the sheriff's office storage. Sheriff Kaiser says at this time, he just needs approval to begin the bidding process.
We've already done the legwork. Interstate has done all the legwork to go to bid. Doesn't mean that we're going to purchase the building. It's just so we can find out what this thing is truly going to cost. So what I'm asking for is permission to go to bid. The bid process takes approximately a month to do.
Decisions could be made by the end of May. And Hollywood actor and Transformer star Josh Duhamel will continue to promote his home state of North Dakota. The state's tourism agency confirmed Tuesday the star of several movies will be paid $75,000 to be the face of the state's tourism campaign for the next 2 years. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.